Okay, so this video comes as a request from a watcher from with the initials of GV. Says, I'm wondering if you have some advice on where to go to meet women when not speaking the local language. I can pull easily from Tinder or warm approaches. Used to be good at cold as long as I speak the language, but cold approaching without knowing if they speak English is complicated. I'm there, man. Hey, I'll fall that struggle. It's like I got used to it. Any advice on that or at large on where to approach now that most everyone meets on Tinder? Cheers, man. Yeah, so okay, first I want to start out. Thank you for the request. Really appreciate it. And thank you for watching and supporting my channel. Really appreciate it. I appreciate you with everybody who even knows my name on YouTube, man, honestly. But actually, because when I read this last night, I thought about something my girl had told me, which I think is a good idea. Now, I never done this, but this is just my first, like my this the first thing I thought of. She took because my girl works in a flower shop. And so she said, like, every day there's this guy who comes in and buys, like, one or two or three flowers every day, right? And I thought, like, okay, well, if he's not, like, taken to a graveyard or some shit like that, a good idea, like, I don't know how your game would personally work with shit, but like, I see it as a good opportunity to do something like that because what you can then do is, like, if depending on how, like, how your swagger is, like, say, if, like, how you dress, how you carry yourself. Are you wearing cologne all the time? Not a lot of cologne, but you have your own smell and shit, good smell. You could walk around with just a rose, man, with just one flower, and just if you don't even speak the language, just see the fact that you just say it in your language, say it in English. Because see, the thing is, women see like English. Okay, women like different languages automatically. If you're just that foreign guy and you don't speak their language, like a part of them is like genuinely interested. Now she might be a little shit shy and act like she doesn't want to talk, but every woman finds value in a man who has the courage to approach a woman and doesn't speak her own language. First off, you always have to remember that. And on top of that, if you speak English, well, see, when you're outside the US, like English is pretty much a sign of affluence, of being affluent. Like, because in the rest of the world, English is like that novelty language that, that you can speak fluently, like how we just speak without thinking about it. But like over here, like when you get like outside like the US, I've never been to Canada, but I'd even stretch as far as say parts of Canada. When you get out of like outside the too far outside the, well, the UK is kind of used to different languages. But I'd say even in the UK, like if you didn't speak English and you went there speaking your own language as a man, it's like I said, as long as you're dressed well, you look like you give a fuck about how your appearance is, you give a fuck how you smell, as long as you give a fuck about your physical appearance and you have any sense of confidence or courage, man. Like I said, my thing is, I would say walk up to a bitch with just a random bitch with a rose every day. Like I said, you're not gonna win every time. I say this in other videos in the past. You're not gonna win every time. Nobody, no man wins every time. She might go, oh, I'm married and blah, 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 whatever. Or maybe she's just not interested in you. It's cool. Like, but my thing is this, man, like, try. If anything I said before didn't make sense, what I'm gonna say now is like you as a man, men are valued for trying and not okay, trying while not giving up and not beating themselves up and while also being open to other, open to other input. That's what men are valued for standing tall and being sturdy in life. Okay, because like you said, most people meet up on Tinder nowadays, which I agree with that. You're good with cold approach as long as you speak the language. Man, I was there, man. I live in this small town called Chescalipa. And like I was there about a year and a half, man. And I think at max, I met two, three people there who could speak English like on an actual conversational level. And like I've been there, and I had to work. Man, I tell you what, this is a quick story about me. And when I lived in that town slash village, when I first moved there, I knew very little Czech. So I remember, man, I used to be so nervous. I used to be so scared of going to the grocery store and like fucking up and then having to explain myself. It is this went on for a couple months, man. I would just say fuck it. I just wouldn't buy food. I just eat bread and bread and whatever sauce just so I have to deal with that shit. And it's like with anything, like see, this is what it is to be man. Like with anything, as long as we stick with it and we just keep trying and say, we get back up. Like you're going to figure it out. You see what I'm saying? And my check still isn't great, but I'm to the point now where I am completely comfortable driving throughout Czech Republic and not knowing their language very well. Okay, in Prague, I do much better in the capital city, Prague, because they're used to seeing foreigners. But as soon as you get too far outside of Prague, the motherfucker's not used to hearing English fluently. So like, you got to learn like other, like, you trust me, man. If I went to a full on explanation of that shit, it could probably go on for hours. But what I'm gonna tell you is this, man. You will figure it out as long as you just keep getting up and keep trying, okay? Because I feel like if I would explain it too much in depth, I kind of turn into a pickup artist, and I don't want to be a pickup artist because there's so many variables that can play out that I just can't be aware of. And I'll tell you to do something, and you come back and say, oh, well, you know, that fucked up. It didn't work. But, and then there was other variables that you know, were at play in it. But, like, this is the cold, hard truth. For men. You see, women don't have to try. Women can just walk in a room. Okay, a woman, a Ukrainian woman can walk into a bar in any place in the United States with a tight dress on as long as she's not fat. And that's all she has to do. She doesn't, and she can make it clear she don't speak English, and the guy will figure out how to communicate with her. Women don't have to try. You see, men, this is what makes us men, is that we must get up and try, and we must become. We must get the scars. We must get punched in the face. It's the only way we become. You see what I'm saying? So anyway, let me try to get back on this, because I'm trying to make this real quick because I got to run out in a second. But I told you I'd make it this morning. So I wanted to stay. I'm a man of my word, man. I try to do everything I say that I'm going to do. Let me see. Yeah, so I agree with you. Cold approach without knowing if they speak English is complicated. Oh man, I'm there now, man. Well, I got a girl now, but I'm there now. Like, cause you, when I'm walking around Prague, I never know if someone speaks English or not. Like, they say like, oh, everybody speaks English, but no, they really don't, man. Like in Germany, a lot of people in Germany will speak English, and they'll speak English well. Like, but here, no. Everybody, or if they do, a lot of them will just be too scared to make a mistake, so they'll just pretend they don't speak English. But like I said, the idea that I started this video earlier, man. When you what my girl told me, she said this guy comes in and buys flowers every day, like between one and three flowers every day, every single day. And I felt like that's a good fucking idea, because okay, how it worked with my game is this: like, if I didn't have a girl and I was like looking for a woman, like, you know, and I didn't fuck whores and brothels and shit like that, I was just looking for like a normal woman. Like, that shit will work, man. Just walk around. I say, you, man, just walk around with a fucking rose. And when you see, and like I said, make sure you're dressed properly, and you know, you took a bath, and if your thing is be shaving or not, whatever, just make sure you look clean and put together, right? And you smell nice. And you just walk up to a bitch with a rose, and just and say it in English. Even, don't worry about if she understands you. Just say, here. I think you look very nice. This is a rose for you. Just say, it really doesn't matter what you're going to say, because chances are she's not going to understand anyway. Okay, but she's going to understand the body language and what you're doing. And then if she's not interested or whatever, okay, cool, whatever. Then what you do is you just keep doing it, right? And because I know where most guys' brains are going to go with this. Most guys' brains won't go, oh my God, but then if she rejects me, then everybody's gonna see me be rejected, and I'll be nothing, and I'll be made fun of, and I'll be the laughing stock. No, it don't work like that. You see, because see, in bitch's mind, how it's gonna work is this, man. Even if they see you continuously get rejected like that, but see, what's happening is women are starting to talk about you, and women biologically have to find interest in a man who's being talked about while he's not around. You see what I'm saying? But where a lot of guys go wrong is that they might try it, and they'll be like, oh man, no girl likes me. I won't talk to any girls for the next 2 years now. And then the girls start talking. See, girls, they'll even like maybe like crack a joke or something to laugh. But see, all that is shit tests from them. You see, they want you to, they're testing your gangster. Are you going to still stand tall after you fucked up? You see what I'm saying? Just like with Donald Trump. Donald Trump, the country, I'm not saying I'm a fan of Donald Trump, but entertain me on this. Donald Trump is continuously being shit tested. And all motherfuckers want to do is see him just crumble. Just, oh, I'm sorry, I fucked up. But Donald Trump can't do that. See, and see the fact that Donald Trump is still standing up tall and owning everything he says, I got to respect him for that. Even if I don't agree with him, I got to respect him as a man for that, because he's passing the shit test. And it'd be the same thing if you were to walk around, like I said, man, just you know, take a shower, put some nice clothes that fit well on, and spray on some cologne, and walk around with 1 to 3 roses, man, and just hand them out and just tell them they look good. And if they happen to speak English, you know, say like you know, just strike up more conversation. Ask them, you know, like what does she like to do? Does she like, you know, what's her favorite color? Shit like that. Ask her shit if she happens to speak English. And then just, you know, and then just make shit work. Like, you have to figure out what's going to work for you. I can't tell you that, because if I try to tell you that, it's going to turn me into a pickup artist. And I don't want to, like, categorize myself into that group of, you know, I guess coach or whatever the fuck you call me. Like, my thing is my primary focus is to help men grow within themselves and learn to accept life as a man. I don't really want to, like, tell guys, like, what to do. Like, it, you know, when they're like in battle and shit, or when they're like hunting that lion, I can tell you all day, oh, well, you just got to kill a lion. You just got to like, you know, act like the lion's not there. And then when the lion looks away, put a spear in his heart. Like, no, I mean, like, it's not. But if you go out there and actually try to hunt a lion, that motherfucker may not do any of that. See, you know what I'm so like, this is why I don't believe in pickup artists. But anyway, I'm at 11 minutes now. Any at large, where to approach women? Like I say in other videos, man, I don't go to clubs. I really don't go to bars a lot. I go out like when I need to go out. And if I see like, well, now I don't. But if I see a girl, like, you know, if I see a girl I'm interested in or like, OK, perfect example. What was it about Saturday? I went to a coffee shop. Now, there's one bitch in there that likes me, and she's a good looking girl, too. But she speaks no English. And I don't know, man. I just kind of felt kind of weird about that scenario. So I just never really pursued it. But when I walked in, actually, I seen a friend of mine. He was sitting in there. He had to go to, I think, Turkey for a while for some, like, he got, but coronavirus fucked up his whole job out in Turkey. So they shipped his ass back to Czech Republic. And that girl was in there. And the bitch is like she sees, she's saying ahoy. Like, if you, I don't know if you know Czech, but in Czech, when you say ahoy or chow, that's like, you know, they really like you. But if they say like dobrý den, it's like, that's a formal way of saying it. So like if they know you shit, they'll say ahoy. Or if they really like you, they'll say ahoy. And she was like, ahoy, ahoy. And she's like just smiling from ear to ear. She's cleaning dishes in the coffee shop, turn around, like just ahoy, ahoy, like ahoy, like trying to like I guess want me to come talk to her. Like, so the reason I explain it, that scenario is this, man. Like, women, okay, by the time a woman is like clearly letting it be known that she's making eye contact, like that she's noticing you, okay, she really likes you or something about you. Now, what a lot of women will do is you'll catch them doing this too. They'll like look at you, feel somebody looking at you, then you look over and then her head will just all of a sudden like go over here type shit. Like, because she's looking, she's paying attention to you. So like how you can tell like if a woman, see, women are very visual too. Women are probably like I said in other videos, women are more visual than men in reality. As far as like possible suitors, the thing is, women are more categorized in like, are you going to be worth something? Whereas like men are categorized in like what her curves look like and, you know, how she is and when she fucks. So like, but women are far more visual than men, and they're usually worse about it if you know how to pick up on it. Like, if you go over there talking to her, she starts playing with her hair and shit. Well, usually playing with her hair, that usually happens much later, like after you get, you know, whatever kind of conversation you can get going, even if you don't speak her language, just, you know, like you'll figure it out on your own, like how to just like make jokes or like, you know, do something silly with your hands, or, you know, you turn in fucking Mr. Bean. Like, Mr. Bean is like a great example of that shit. That motherfucker communicated. You knew exactly what the plot and premise of every Mr. Bean episode was, and that motherfucker didn't say one motherfucker word the whole series. Did he ever say one word? That's a matter of fact, that's a great example. Watch Mr. Bean. If you don't know what to do with a bitch and you like her, watch Mr. Keep in mind how Mr. Bean got in it. That entire show was made off a man who didn't speak one word. And you know what? Everybody on this planet knows that everything that happened and everybody's emotions in every episode of Mr. Bean. So that's a great, I'm going to leave it off with that. Mr. Bean. And as far as where you go to meet women, it's not really like a specific place, man. Just like where, like if you're the type of guy who hangs out in coffee shops to drink coffee. I don't drink a lot of coffee, but I'll go there and get something to eat from time to time while I'm typing something or something like that. Man, if coffee shop, or you just in a mall, it may like you never know where you're gonna meet them, where you're gonna be in it. You might be like walking down the city block and you just happen to pop in here to get something to eat real quick and you see one. Like that's how I operate, man. I don't go specifically to find bitches. Like I've never really been that type. I did Tinder recently simply because coronavirus and you just couldn't go anywhere, so you couldn't talk to anyone. But usually I don't do online dating, man. And I don't blame anybody who doesn't do online dating because it really is a fucking joke. But anyway, that's the video, man. I hope I answered the question because I really tried to make this fast because I got to get out of here in a second. But yeah, man. Hey, anyway, have a good day, man. And I hope if I didn't answer your question, definitely hit me up and tell me, you know, hit on this specific situation or that specific situation. And I promise you I will do it, man. So anyway, have a good day. I hope everybody has a great day. And I'll be posting more videos.